Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Just two episodes ago, we recalled the story of Elijah at Horeb, commissioned by the Lord to anoint 3 men. Quote, "Anoint Hazael as king over Syria. Also you shall anoint Jehu, the son of Nimshi, as king over Israel, and Elisha you shall anoint as prophet in your place." 1 Kings 19, verses 15 and 16. But Elijah cast his mantle on Elisha twice in lieu of anointing him with oil. Evidently, it expressed the same reality, because the sons of the prophets can immediately see that, quote, "the spirit of Elijah rests on Elisha," chapter 2, verse 15. If there was any anointing of Hazael, it was only by Elisha's copious tears. But now it's Jehu's turn. Elisha gave instructions to one of the sons of the prophets to make a lightning strike across the Jordan River. Quote, "Take this flask of oil in your hand and go to Ramoth-Gilead, look there for Jehu, and take him to an inner room," 2 Kings 9:2. He was to use the flask, pouring oil on Jehu's head, and then to declare, quote, "Thus says the Lord, I have anointed you king over Israel. Then open the door and flee, and do not delay," verse 3. But first, the prophet added from the Lord, quote, "You shall strike down the house of Ahab your master, that I may avenge the blood of my servants the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord at the hand of Jezebel. For the whole house of Ahab shall perish, and I will cut off from Ahab all the males in Israel, both bond and free," verses 7 and 8. With such a mission, you could expect some grisly details. Quote, "The dogs shall eat Jezebel on the plot of ground at Jezreel, and there shall be none to bury her," verse 10. And then he fled. When Jehu's officers heard, they spread their coats on the stairway for Jehu to walk on, quote, and they blew trumpets saying, "Jehu is king," verse 13. The sword of divine justice had been unsheathed and was ready to strike.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.